outsider, I get the picture. Yeah, it is. And she said, but it was worth it, and we're so happy to be here celebrating today. And I felt like I'd witnessed a little mini Paschal mystery just in that conversation. The couple had had a transfiguration moment, a moment of clarity in the church, a moment that they could point to and celebrate as a moment of light and as a moment that affirmed the direction of their lives and that their lives would be together, like the disciples had with Jesus on the mountain today. And then they had been had, when they came down from that experience in the 27 years, and they didn't go much into it, but you can imagine what it is. Anybody who's been in a relationship can imagine what it is, of times of difficulty and maybe even the cross, like Jesus had when he went into Jerusalem. But clearly, they had worked through it, they had been through it, and that original experience, that experience of the ceremony, that experience of the love, the bright love that was at the beginning, sustained them through that time that they made it from the cross to the resurrection. Jesus gives his disciples in the story today a moment of clarity, a moment of an experience that would say to them the truth of who he was, but also tell them the truth of who they were. This comes in the point in the Gospels. It's on three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. In the Gospels, it comes right after Jesus has said, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter says, "You are the Christ." And Jesus wants to warn them. Now that they know that much, Jesus, he starts to say, you know what? You're right. You know, blessed are you that you've said this, but the cross is coming. They're going to put me to death, and I'm going to die, and after 3 days, I'm going to rise again. They had no idea what he meant. No clue. It went right over their heads. But right after that moment, Jesus takes his three closest friends. He invites people to go to prayer with him. And they go up the mountain together. And while they're there with Jesus in his most intimate moment of prayer, they see Moses and Elijah. And they know from that vision that Jesus really is something about much bigger. Jesus' life is much bigger than Galilee. It's much bigger than their little band of 12, 13, 14, 15 people, however many are traveling with Jesus. And that moment, they know that this person in front of them is connected with the bigger life of God, and so is theirs by extension because of their friendship with him. That light is so bright, and they want to preserve it. You want to stay in those moments when you get those moments of clarity. You don't want the wedding to ever end. You don't want the moment of wonder to ever end. And so Peter wants to preserve it. Let's just stay here. Let's just live in this all the time with this kind of clarity, with this kind of amazing light. But it can't be. And so God speaks and said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus." And when they look up, they turn away out of fear. When they look up, everything is gone. And Jesus touches them and says, "Get up, raise up, rise up." And they head down the mountain. I'm sure they couldn't have known what that moment meant, but it's a moment that sustained them in some way when they headed to Jerusalem, when they headed to the Sanhedrin, when they headed to the Praetorium where Jesus would be convicted, and especially to Golgotha where Jesus was crucified. And even then, the strength of that moment wasn't alone. Even then they didn't get it. Peter didn't get the resurrection. But those experiences put together help him to shape, help the disciples to be shaped into who they would be. For us, so often we don't get it. We, if we're blessed, we may have some moments of clarity in our life, moments of light, when the world seems as it's supposed to be, when our lives seem connected to something bigger, when we have some kind of clarity about our call, some kind of clarity about our relationships with others, about who we're called to be. It's so important that we observe those, that we recognize those, that we treasure those. Write them down. Keep them in a journal. Because those moments can be precisely the moments that teach us and help us for when times of the cross come. Here's a little word of preparation. Crosses are coming. When we live in the world, if you love, if you care about the world, if you care about people, if you try to do good, crosses come. But here's another word. The cross is never the end of the story. Resurrections come too. And those moments of clarity, those moments, transfiguration moments, are moments that can help us to get through the cross, that can help us guide us the way and give us the strength so that we can understand the resurrected life, the new life, when it comes to us from Christ. Lent is the time when we are invited to, especially this year at St. Monica's, to rediscover Christ again. We are invited each Lent to go with Christ to the mountain, to enter into the deepest part of God's life with Jesus, to observe and to listen, to see what Jesus will say to us, to see what light he will bring, what clarity he might bring to our lives. Our lives, if they're going great, our lives, if we're experiencing something of the cross, our lives, if we've just experienced the resurrection. But we're invited to go into prayer with Christ and listen in through prayer, through silence, through our reading, through our spiritual practices, so that we can prepare. We can prepare for the great times ahead so that we can understand the resurrections, so that we can prepare for crosses that might be there. Because God is trying to be with us. God wants to be with us. God wants to prepare us. God wants to support us. That's what Jesus was doing with the disciples that day, and it's what he can do with each one of us if we listen and attend to those wonderful moments of light and trust them and follow them, no matter what comes, and no matter what's ahead.